You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for today's episode. Today we're talking about collagen and its health benefits for people with hypothyroidism. You can't escape collagen these days. As one of the latest wellness trends, collagen is added to drinks, people are popping collagen capsules, and they're even adding collagen powder to their morning coffee. And of course, you'll also find collagen added to many skincare and hair care products. So what is collagen, and what are the health benefits for people with hypothyroidism? And if you do need to ramp up your collagen production, what's the best way to do it? Does your thyroid gland benefit from collagen supplementation? In this episode, let's talk about the basics of collagen and how you could benefit from this powerful protein. First, what is collagen? Well, collagen is the body's main protein, and it provides the framing that holds together your skin, bones, joints, muscles, ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and blood vessels. So yes, everything is structured with collagen. In addition to serving as a fibrous structure for your skin, collagen also acts as a protective covering for your organs. Collagen makes up about 75% of your skin and about a third of your body's protein. Your body combines amino acids from your food to naturally create collagen. When collagen production drops, the most obvious signs include reduced skin elasticity, wrinkles, joint pain and stiffness, aching muscles, elevated blood pressure, dry, dull, and thinning hair, and hair and nails that break more easily, among other signs and symptoms. So what causes low collagen production? Collagen levels actually naturally drop as we age. Women experience a significant drop in collagen production after menopause, and by age 60, most adults have a substantial decrease in their collagen production. Collagen production is also sensitive to other factors, including excessive sugar consumption, cigarette smoking, excessive UV sunlight exposure, and some autoimmune conditions. Collagen production also depends on a steady supply of the critical nutrients needed to produce collagen, including the amino acids proline and glycine, vitamin C, and the minerals zinc and copper. Does collagen help hypothyroid patients? Well, first of all, collagen supplementation has several general health applications. In addition, given the prevalence of unresolved hypothyroidism symptoms and the fact that research shows that collagen synthesis is decreased in hypothyroidism, it appears that collagen supplementation offers benefits that are especially relevant to people with hypothyroidism and who want benefits for their thyroid health. Let's look at some of those benefits. First of all, your skin. Hypothyroidism can cause dry skin, and collagen supplements improve skin elasticity and moisture. They improve dryness, and they help reduce wrinkles. Joint pain is a common complaint in hypothyroidism, and there's evidence that collagen supplementation can help improve joint elasticity and reduce your joint pain. Then there's gut health. The high level of the amino acid glutamine in collagen has been shown to actually help heal the gut lining and may reduce gut inflammation and leaky gut, problems that contribute to autoimmunity and symptoms in patients with hypothyroidism. Collagen also helps muscle health. In some hypothyroid patients, inactivity, fatigue, and/or previous period of hyperthyroidism can result in reduced muscle mass and reduced muscle strength. Researchers have shown that collagen supplementation, along with resistance training, so get out those weights and stretchy bands, can help improve muscle strength and muscle mass and raise your metabolism. Your heart health is also helped by collagen. The risk of heart disease and cardiovascular disease is higher in people with hypothyroidism. Research shows that collagen supplementation can reduce the risk of atherosclerosis, the buildup of plaque on the walls of arteries, which is a component of heart disease. Collagen supplementation also reduces low-density lipoprotein, LDL, the bad form of cholesterol. Collagen is also a good form of dietary protein. And higher protein diets can be helpful for a sluggish metabolism, which is a problem frequently associated with hypothyroidism. Many types of meat and poultry are also, however, high in tryptophan, an amino acid that can make you feel sleepy. Collagen supplements do not have tryptophan. They are tryptophan-free, which allows you to add more protein to your diet without aggravating hypothyroid-related fatigue. You can also increase your dietary protein without affecting T4 to T3 conversion. So tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin, and elevated serotonin levels can get in the way of effective conversion of the thyroid hormone T4 into T3, the active thyroid hormone. Tryptophan and serotonin can also suppress thyroid hormone production. Again, collagen supplements that don't contain tryptophan are a way to increase your protein intake without affecting your thyroid conversion process. There's also better insulin sensitivity and blood glucose control. Glycine is the primary amino acid, the protein building block in collagen. A low level of glycine is linked to a higher risk of hypothyroidism. Glycine is a crucial amino acid for metabolism, and it stimulates the secretion of gut hormones that help insulin remove glucose from the bloodstream. People with hypothyroidism are at an increased risk of insulin resistance, prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and weight gain. Increasing the glycine intake via collagen supplementation can help improve glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity and reduce those risks. Collagen is also helpful for weight loss. The high protein content in collagen can help you feel fuller and help you reduce your caloric intake. So what are the best sources of collagen from food? You've probably heard about it, but bone broth is hands down the absolute best food source for collagen. If you don't know how to make bone broth, check out our articles online. We have links to hundreds of delicious bone broth recipes and how-to so that you can quickly whip up some collagen-rich power food on your stove or with a crock pot or Instapot. Other foods that are high in collagen include beef, pork, and lamb, especially organ meats like liver, chicken with the skin on, oxtail, fish with the skin on, pork rinds and skins, head cheese or jellied meat, eggs, beans, leafy green vegetables, avocados, and gelatin desserts like Jell-O. Various nutrients can also enhance your body's ability to produce collagen, including proline, glycine, vitamin C, zinc, and copper. So if you're going to supplement with collagen, how do we do it? Some experts recommend that you set a goal of taking in 35 grams of collagen protein per day. Getting this amount of collagen from food can be a challenge. You would need to drink about 7 cups of bone broth a day to get this collagen intake. That's why many healthcare providers recommend that if you want to increase your collagen intake, you should consider collagen peptide protein supplements derived from grass-fed and organically raised animals. It's also recommended that you use the hydrolyzed form of collagen as it's easier for your body to absorb. Some collagen supplements do contain tryptophan, which, as noted, can make you sleepy and affect your T4, T3 conversion. So it's recommended that thyroid patients avoid collagen supplements that contain this ingredient. The good news is that many of the popular brands of collagen peptide powder or capsules have expressly excluded tryptophan as an ingredient. Collagen supplementation typically comes in powder, capsule, liquid, and collagen water forms. Collagen powder is a nearly flavorless powder that can be added to drinks, smoothies, soups, or sauces. One popular brand that integrative practitioners and nutritionists frequently recommend is Vital Proteins collagen peptides. Vital Proteins contains no tryptophan and is high in glycine. Their collagen powder includes 20 grams of collagen and 18 grams of protein in every 2-scoop serving. Collagen capsules are a convenient way to take collagen on the go, and some experts anecdotally report that they may even be more effective than powders in some patients. Vital Proteins collagen is available in capsule form. A 6-capsule serving of Vital Proteins delivers 3 grams of protein and 3.3 grams of collagen peptides. There's also collagen liquid. One popular form of collagen in a liquid form is Health Direct's AminoSculpt collagen, which comes in various flavors in both regular and sugar-free options. Every serving contains 18 grams of collagen peptides and 16 grams of protein, and AminoSculpt contains no tryptophan. There's also collagen water, which is flavored water that includes collagen peptide powder mixed in. Vital Proteins has various flavors of low-sugar collagen water with 10 grams of collagen per bottle. Voss also has an unflavored, calorie-free electrolyte collagen water that has 10 grams of collagen per bottle. A note for vegetarians and vegans. Most collagen supplements and collagen waters are not vegan or vegetarian because they are primarily derived from animal bones and proteins. If you want a vegan or vegetarian collagen supplement option, head on over to Amazon.com because they have a good selection. Are there any side effects to collagen supplements? Well, in most people, collagen supplements don't pose any significant health risk. There is, however, a slight chance of side effects with collagen supplementation, which can include constipation, diarrhea, reduction of appetite, mild headaches, difficulty sleeping, bloating or fullness in the stomach, heartburn, rashes, hypercalcemia, which is abnormally high calcium levels, irritability, anxiety, and depression. These are not common, however. Rarely, collagen supplements can slightly increase the risk of developing kidney stones. Experts recommend that you always drink plenty of water and liquids to protect against this side effect. Also, keep in mind that collagen supplementation is not recommended for people who already have a high risk of or history of kidney stones. Now let's talk about biotin. Collagen, as discussed earlier, is a protein found in the skin, ligaments, bones, joints, and other body parts. Biotin is another name for vitamin B and is one of the family of B vitamins. Both collagen and biotin supplements are frequently recommended together to help people improve the health and elasticity of their hair, skin, and nails. Biotin is also a very common ingredient that you'll see in many multivitamins and hair vitamins. Can collagen affect your thyroid tests? No, collagen cannot affect your thyroid tests. Biotin, however, can interfere with your thyroid test results. So if you're taking a combination collagen-biotin supplement, you need to be aware of the effects of biotin. According to the American Thyroid Association, biotin use can result in falsely high levels of T4 and T3 and falsely low levels of TSH, leading to either a wrong diagnosis of hyperthyroidism or a thyroid hormone dose that's too high. Many multivitamins contain from 30 to 300 micrograms of biotin, and supplements designed explicitly for hair, skin, and nails can include anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 micrograms of biotin. Since even low doses of biotin can interfere with standard laboratory thyroid test results, the American Thyroid Association recommends that patients stop taking biotin for 2 days before regular thyroid blood testing, and you can pick back up again after the test is done. But here's some good news. The Paloma Health Complete Thyroid Blood Test Kit processes your thyroid test using a specialized assay that is not affected by biotin. You don't need to stop taking any supplements that contain biotin before testing using the Paloma Kit. An additional benefit, you don't need to delay taking your medications or supplements on the day of testing either. You can conveniently take your test samples using your Paloma test kit from home, mail your kit back using the prepaid mailer, get your results in days. The Paloma thyroid test kit measures thyroid hormone levels, including thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH, free thyroxine, free T4, free triiodothyronine, which is free T3, and your thyroid peroxidase antibodies, TPOAB. You also have the option at checkout to add on reverse T3 and vitamin D testing. For most people, increasing your collagen intake can be a positive addition to your wellness program. It may help you finally get rid of continuing hypothyroidism symptoms that aren't fully resolved with your thyroid medication. During a virtual consultation, your Paloma Health thyroid doctor or nutritionist can advise you how to best incorporate collagen supplementation for optimal health and wellness. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with a discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.